Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. Father, I know Your word tells us that we are to praise You, but Lord, it's hard to even focus well now. I would be a liar if I said I felt like praising You all the time. Yet, even in the darkest moments, I will choose to praise You. I praise You for the time I had with them. I praise You for the good times and fond memories. I praise You for the kind words that we shared. I praise You, Father, because even now, even in such pain and sorrow, You won't leave me. I praise You because I can come to You now, and You understand. You understand how I feel, and Holy Spirit, You are known to us as the Comforter. I praise You for being here and for offering me Your comfort. Help me to receive it, Lord. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. You should begin offering praise to God now. 2, review. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself. Holy Spirit, search me and help me review my thoughts and my words and my deeds. Forgive me if I've become angry, even angry at you. Forgive me if at this time my thoughts and words and actions are not as they should be always. I know what is right, but I'm struggling. I'm weakened, Lord. I mean no harm to anyone. Holy Spirit, please show me if there's anything I should do now in order to stay close to you. I don't know if I've ever needed you more than now. Show me the way. Open my eyes and ears to follow you now along this difficult path. And reassure me of your forgiveness when I stumble. My desire is to remain true to you, Lord.
For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance, and do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now.
Part 3. Ask. It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus Himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for His own disciples, asking His Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for His help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask Him in your own words.
I am in trouble, Jesus. I'm struggling with my emotions. I don't know if my body is even functioning correctly. I know I must accept what has happened, but God, they're gone. This is so hard. I have have so many questions sometimes, Father. Would you please bring me rest and help? Show me how to get through this. Help me to recognize those who I can find comfort and guidance through. I don't want to be so overwhelmed that I'm not a comfort to others either. Please remind me of those in your word who suffered great loss and found their way in you. I know you have made it necessary for us to grieve, but please help me to do it in a healthy way. Show me what needs to be done, when and how. Bring me loving friends, Lord. Let me know your presence in the midst of this, Almighty God. Amen.
As the music continues, ask the Lord for His help and know that He enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for His help with your needs. Part 4. Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust Him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to Him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself.
Lord, I know there are those who would consider me a fool to offer any kind of thanksgiving now. There are those who would think I am truly lost to now put my trust and obedience in you. But God, though my suffering is great, though the hours seem as days and I can barely move at times, I will try to remind my soul that though I am sifted and shaken, I will find even one thing now, one thing for which I can give you thanks. Yes, I thank you that I am able to call on you. I'm thankful that you've allowed me good times with those I have loved. I thank you for helping me in the times I didn't even know of. I will choose to trust and obey you now, Lord. My heart is grieved, but still I will trust you. You are the only true hope we have. I choose to trust that you will bring me through this pain. Thank you, Lord.
for the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God. Part 5. Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience, this reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again and let the Word of God strengthen you. The passages are 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 6 through 8, Psalm 116 verse 15, Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10, and John chapter 14 verse 27. We have courage. We know that for as long as we live here in these bodies, we live away from our Lord. But our lives here are guided by our faith, not by our sight. We know that what we really prefer is to leave this body and live with the Lord forever. It's precious and extremely important in God's eyes when His beloved saints die. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Don't let anything or anybody terrify you. I am your God. I will make you strong and I'll help you. I will support, protect, and save you. My peace is what I give you. It's a gift. Peace of mind, and the peace I give you isn't weak and fragile like what the world gives. So don't be afraid. Part 6. Renewal. During this time you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary. You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because He somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of His love for us, because He knows that when we follow His commands, it results in our own good. And He does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when He welcomed the little children when they came to Him, or perhaps sitting at His feet on a hillside as He teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for Him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "I will be with you always." May the Lord bless you.
Told me when I'm troubled I should call. tried to open, but the door was locked. Let me in and I will ease your hurt. For you, my son, my heart it thirsts.
I beg you, just hold on and be strong.
Just be still, God will supply your every need. He's able to give you joy for every moment, and girl and boy, be strong.
Why should I worry?
His love will see you through. Gotta hold on.
Hold on.